I'm Jaron Cohen with a WEKU Daily News podcast for December 15th, 2025. A Republican state lawmaker is reviving efforts to ban diversity, equity, and inclusion in Kentucky's public schools. As Lisa Audrey reports, similar legislation failed this year in kindergarten through 12th grade education, but succeeded on the university level.
State Senator Lindsay Titchener of Oldham County has presented a draft bill to the Interim Education Committee to eliminate what she called wasteful, ineffective, and divisive DEI initiatives in K-12 schools. Titchener was critical of Kentucky's two largest school districts in Jefferson and Fayette counties, which declined to sign a form from the U.S. Department of Education certifying their compliance with civil rights laws.
Federal funding accounts for 28% of the state education funding. Continuing on in DEI initiatives is a financial risk that could jeopardize available resources for Kentucky students.
Senator Titchener filed a similar bill in this year's legislative session, but it didn't make it out of committee. The Republican-dominant General Assembly did pass legislation banning DEI initiatives in higher education. I'm Lisa Autry in Bowling Green.
Another milestone in Kentucky's medical marijuana program is coming this weekend. The first dispensary approved to operate will have a soft opening on Saturday. Governor Andy Beshear announced last week that the Post dispensary in Beaver Dam will offer a limited supply of products to approved cardholders.
This news makes Saturday the first day that safe, regulated medical cannabis is available to patients, and it makes the Post our first fully approved and licensed medical dispensary in the state.
The product was grown by Farm Tucky, the first licensed cultivator to bring medical cannabis to market in the Commonwealth. The drug became legal for a range of chronic medical conditions on January 1st, but supply chain constraints have slowed the product reaching dispensary shelves. In southwest Louisville, voters have the chance to fill a recent vacancy in the state Senate just before the start of the 2026 General Assembly. KPR Capital reporter Sylvia Goodman has more.
Three candidates are vying for the chance to finish out Democrat David Yates' term. He vacated the seat to serve as Jefferson County Clerk. The candidates are Republican Calvin Leach, a veteran who lost to Yates in 2024, Libertarian Wendy Higdon, and Union Leader Democrat Gary Clemens. Early no-excuse in-person voting is already underway. People within the district can vote early through Saturday or on Election Day, December 16th. The district has more than 75,000 eligible voters as of November, according to the State Board of Elections, with about 57% registered as Democrats and 30% registered as Republicans. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
Another Lexington City Council member has announced they will not be seeking re-election at the end of their term. Council member Liz Sheehan announced on Friday that she will not be seeking re-election. In a press release, she said the decision is the result of several personal and professional factors. In her statement, she said she respects her colleagues that brought the conversation about council member compensation to the public's attention and named a barrier that keeps too many people from running for or serving in these roles. She said when financial constraints help to determine who can hold elected office, the council cannot fully represent the people it's meant to serve. Sheehan is the second council member this month to announce they aren't running. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.